Specialist History, presented by iMinds.
Whaling.
The history of whaling is a fascinating look at international efforts to protect finite resources in international waters, otherwise known as common territory or commons. While whaling can date back to 6000 BC, large-scale whaling is thought to have commenced around the 12th century, with the Basques who killed a large number of right whales in the Bay of Biscay. Despite very primitive modes of slaughter, using handheld harpoons and man-powered boats, they were believed to have depleted the local whale stocks within a century. In the following centuries, even without significant technological improvements, whaling continued unchecked in the North Atlantic and resulted in the extinction of the grey whale and a significant reduction in the numbers of other species. Technological advances in whaling began in Norway in 1886, when a steam-driven catcher boat was equipped with a small cannon able to fire harpoons with explosive heads. The invention of the harpoon gun increased the efficiency with which whalers could catch and kill the Rorqual species, including the blue whales. Over the next 50 years, the populations of these had virtually disappeared from the northern oceans of the Atlantic and Pacific, and in the 20th century, most whaling shifted to the virtually untouched stocks of the southern oceans. Norwegians built the first Antarctic whaling station on South Georgia in 1904 and began to harvest the many humpback, fin, and blue whales that migrated south towards large stocks of krill. Motorized catcher boats made it simpler to catch the faster species, but the most important change was the development of the slipways on the large factory vessels in the mid-1920s.